Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Celebrated Jumping Frog, an adaptation of a story by Mark Twain, written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Noah and Micah Purdy and Finn and Jackson Falk and their families, Joseph and Sam and their family, Leonardo, Ariel, Viviana, and Felix and their family, Dylan and Hazel and their family, Davis and Olivia Wong and their family from Beaverton, Oregon, Milo and his family in Chicago, Elijah Galloway and his family, and Libby, Cooper, and Paige and their family from Zionsville, Indiana. Thank you so much, Paige, Cooper, Libby, Elijah, Milo, Olivia, Davis, Hazel, Dylan, Felix, Viviana, Ariel, Leonardo, Sam, Joseph, Jackson, Finn, Micah, and Noah. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also head over to patreon.com/stories and make a monthly donation. For just $1 a month, you can listen to all of our new episodes and our entire back catalog ad-free. Now here's a word from our sponsors. When your kid looks good, they feel great. Help your child look their best, express their identity, and stand taller with Stitch Fix Kids. Stitch Fix, the online personal styling service, now delivers children's clothes, shoes, and accessories directly to your door. First, you take a style profile quiz, provide details about your preferences for style and fit, and then an expert personal stylist will send a hand-picked box of items based on your preferences. My first box included so many fun things I would have been too nervous to pick out for myself, but really love. Stitch Fix Kids has every style you want in sizes 2T to 14, from preppy to boho to classic, so every kid can find their own style. No subscription is required, so you can choose between automatic shipments or getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Discover new styles and find unique pieces with Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/kids/stories to try Stitch Fix with no styling fee and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/kids/stories. stitchfix.com/kids/stories. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Celebrated Jumping Frog. Once upon a time, in a sleepy little town nestled in wild California, a fancy city car pulled up to a very unfancy country store. It was the kind of store that sold groceries and animal feed and tack and candy and craft materials and whatever else the neighbors happened to ask for. The store was a fixture of the community, always well-loved. And Simon Wheeler was a fixture of the store, and only slightly less beloved. He was an old man, and he was always found relaxing in the rocking chair on the store's porch. How long he'd been sitting there, it was hard to say. As at home as he looked, maybe he'd always been there. Maybe he'd been born on that porch and just never moved. He was even tanned the same nut brown, as though he and the porch were carved from the same hunk of wood. The car door opened. A well-dressed city slicker nearly tumbled out with a satchel full of pens and paper. He gathered himself for a moment and then approached the porch. He eyed the sagging steps and the sagging store and the sagging Simon Wheeler.
"Hello there," he said politely. "My name is Samuel. I'm looking for Simon Wheeler."
Simon looked up and smiled, but didn't budge from his chair on the porch.
"Well, you found him."
Samuel smiled.
"Excellent. I'm doing some research on an old family friend of mine. His name was Reverend Leonidas Smiley. I was told you're the only one around here that may remember him. I'd like to interview you for my book."
Simon smiled back, but shook his head at the same time.
"Sorry, fella. I ain't much for books, and I ain't remember no one by that name. I'm just out here and trying to take my morning nap."
Samuel leaned in, annoyance running across his face.
"No one? Surely there must be something. Please, tell me what you know.
I could tell you about the great flood we had in 53.
I just really need to know about Smiley. Simon heaved a heavy sigh, but when Samuel looked away, he let a sly smile shine through, just for a moment.
All right. You really want to know about Smiley?
Yes, please, Samuel said. He pulled a pad of paper from his bag, spilling pens and pencils to the wooden porch. He dropped to his knees and gathered them frantically. Simon watched calmly from his rocker until the writer had a pen to paper.
You ready now? I'm only gonna say this the once.
Ready, said Samuel.
Well, began Simon. Once upon a time, in a sleepy little town nestled in wild California, there was a man, Jim Smiley, he went by then. He was a nice enough fella, always quick with a joke and free with his smiles. He'd doff his hat to the ladies and go to church when it moved him, but he had a mighty weakness, and that was gambling. Wasn't a thing born, made, invented, or dreamed that Jim Smiley ain't bet on. He'd turn anything into a bet, as long as he could get someone to bet the other side. And if he couldn't, well, he just switched sides himself and tried it again. Yes, sir, he loved to gamble, and it was no wonder. He was lucky. Lucky like a heads-up penny. Lucky like a four-leaf clover growing out of a cow pie. Lucky with a capital L, if you take my meaning. Now, when I say he'd bet on anything, I do mean most anything. If there were two horses running, he'd make it a race. If there were two dogs arguing over a bone, he'd bet on which would win it. If there were two birds just sitting on the fence, just sitting, mind you, he'd bet on which would fly away first, sure as anything. I say, if old Jim Smiley saw two bugs walking and he could find someone to take the bet, he'd follow those bugs all the way to Mexico just to see which one walked on further. Like I said, he was a strange fellow. But like I also said, he was nice enough, so nobody paid him much mind. Now, Jim Smiley had a horse. The boys, we all called it the 15-minute horse on account of it looked so slow it would take 15 minutes to run a mile. It was a beat-up-looking old thing, but it had some of Smiley's luck. Before a race, it would look pathetic. Like the slowest horse ever to put a hoof to the soil. But that luck. After the bets were placed and the race was on, ooh, you never seen a faster horse. That old nag won Smiley plenty of bets over the years, believe you me.
Excuse me, interrupted Samuel. What does this have to do with Leonidas Smiley? Was he related to this Jim? Simon scowled.
Now, you just wait a minute. As I recall, I wanted to be left alone for my morning porch nap, and you came insisting on answers. Now, do you want to hear or no?
Samuel sighed. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Right. Now, like I was saying, for I was rudely interrupted and callously impugned, old Jim Smiley won lots of bets with his horse, but eventually word got out. Everyone knew about his hustle, so he had to think of something new, something fresh that folks ain't seen before. Clever fella like Smiley, that didn't bother him none. One morning he went on down to the bog. They called it a pond, but it was more of a bog, if you ask me, which no one did. But anyway, he goes down to the bog and he catches this frog. Normal-looking frog, but he had that good luck. That Smiley luck. So, Jim takes this frog home and he trains it. Don't ask me how, 'cause Lord knows I have no earthly idea, but he trained it. Soon that frog could jump a country mile, which is a lot like a city mile, but tougher, if you catch my meaning. Yes, sir, all Jim had to do was touch that frog on his little rear end, and off it would go, leaping clean into next week. He'd land light as a cat, too, catching himself easy. Sounded like a glob of mud hitting the floor, but that's just a frog's slimy nature, and can on no account be blamed on either frog or Jim. Well, it wasn't long before that little jumping frog was winning Jim Smiley lots of bets. He'd keep it in a little lattice box, and when anyone new came to town, he'd stand there and sing his song.
It's jump, jump, jumping frog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. Lord of the lilies, boss of the bog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. Got an escalated, excavated leg to thigh, and on a double dare he'll jump a mile high. Call Uncle Sam, UFO in the sky. You are what you eat, and he's so fly. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. Lord of the lilies, boss of the bog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. Doctor can't fix him 'cause he ain't broke. Lounging with the lizards, just having a soak. Born to die, but baby living to croak. Chilling with the old boys, killing with a joke. Jump, jump, jumping frog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. Lord of the lilies, boss of the bog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog. Lord of the lilies, boss of the bog. It's the jump, jump, jumping frog.
Heck of a song. And it got him lots of attention and lots of bets from the passers through. It was such a good song and such a good frog that people weren't even too sore when they lost. Most thought it was worth the prize just to see that little frog soar through the air. Strangest thing I ever heard of, but if that ain't people, nothing is. Of course, luck doing what luck does, Jim couldn't win forever. One day, a fella comes, listens to his song, and just kind of scoffs. Says something like, "That don't look like nothing special to me. Looks like a regular old frog from a regular old pond." Now, as you may deduce and suspect, this got Jim in a competitive mood. Not that he needed much encouragement. He told the fella, "Listen, if you feel so sure, how about a bet? If you ain't afraid, that is." The fella said he would, but he didn't have a frog of his own to put against him, which is understandable, really. I mean, who travels with a trained frog? Who besides Jim Smiley, I guess.
"Wait," Samuel broke in again. "What about Leonidas Smiley?"
Simon furrowed his brow.
"Do you want to hear, or do you want to keep interrupting?"
There was a long pause. Samuel looked with longing at his car and then waved his hand.
"I'm sorry. Please go on."
"Oh, thank you. Now, where was I again? Lost my place. I guess I better start over. Once upon a time, in a sleepy..."
"You were right at the bet with the frogs."
"That's right, that's right. Now, pipe down and listen. So as I was saying, of course, this new fella didn't have a frog to bet, but that ain't never stopped Jim. He gave this fella the wicker box and told him to hold his frog. Meanwhiles, he'd run down to the pond and catch a new frog, one to bet against it. The fella, thinking Jim's frog looked like nothing special, agreed. Of course, when Jim ran down to the pond, this guy got to feeling a mite curious, and he started playing with the frog. He took him out of the box just to see, and nearly fainted when the frog jumped over his head with a single careless leap. He realized this was a special frog indeed, and his pond frog had no chance of winning. So he'd have to get creative. So before old Jim could get back, this fella gets an idea in his head. He takes an old birdshot cartridge he has on him. Now, I don't know if a fella like you has seen birdshot, but basically it's 100 tiny lead pellets. And what did this stranger do but opened up the mouth of Jim's celebrated jumping frog and poured all the lead pellets inside the poor thing, filled it full as a coin purse for church. He did it just in time, too, for Jim was back a minute later with a new frog in his fist, looking about proud as a papa. He gave the new frog to the stranger and took his own frog back, and soon they had both frogs on a starting line. Whichever jumped the farthest would be the winner, they both agreed. Well, someone in the crowd started the call. 1, 2, 3, go! And both men tickled their frogs' hindquarters. The new frog gave a decent jump. It wasn't amazing, but it was a jump. Jim Smiley's frog heaved with all its might and just barely managed to shrug its shoulders. Jim blinked in surprise, but he was a man of his word and declared the stranger the winner of the bet. The stranger scooped up his winnings real fast and made his way out of town in a hurry. In fact, the only thing he paused for was to yell over his shoulder, "Don't look like no special frog to me," as he left town. Well, Smiley stood there scratching his head and looking down at his celebrated frog for a long, long spell. Finally, he says to himself, "I wonder why he quit on me. Maybe there's something wrong with him." And, of course, he picked the frog up, and first thing he noticed was how heavy it felt in his hand. Heavy as a hammer. "Well, Jim," he said, "why, blame my cats if he don't weigh at least 5 pounds." And he turned the frog upside down and gave it a little shake. Well, I ain't lying. That poor little thing belched up 100 lead pellets right there into the dirt. Well, when Jim Smiley saw that, he was at his least smileiest, if you take my meaning. He took off running after the stranger, calling him a cheat and a scoundrel, but he never catched him. The celebrated frog pulled through, though. Tough little guy. Just a doozy of a frog. Simon stopped talking, and the silence stretched out over the sagging porch. "So," said Samuel, a strange mix of fear and anger on his face, "what does all of that have to do with Leonidas Smiley?"
"Well, sir, nothing at all."
"What? Then why did you waste my time?"
"Well, you insisted. Maybe next time you'll take no for an answer."
Samuel started to talk and stopped himself. He started to yell and then cut that off too. He had asked for it, he realized. He'd underestimated this old porch dweller and he learned his lesson.
"Well, thanks," he said with a sigh. "I think I'll leave you alone now."
He gathered his paper and pens and headed back towards the car. He was just about to get in when old Simon Wheeler stopped him.
"Oh, wait a minute," he called. "There's one more thing."
Samuel paused, his eyes hopeful.
"Yeah? What is it?"
"Well, one time Jim Smiley got this one-eyed cow. It was colored yellow all over and had no tail, only this little stump, see?"
Samuel leapt into his fancy car and sped away. Simon smiled to see him go. He settled deeper into his old chair, letting the silence and the early summer sun work together, and they did their work well. The old man was soon fast asleep, his lips still turned by the hint of a smile. The end. Today's story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog, was adapted for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by Dan. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.